Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, donfotopoulos.com. Check out the new videos. They're outstanding. They will help you. Those videos, I promise you, will help you deal with the challenges that we've got going forward in this uncertain world with the coronavirus response. I'm not even going to call it the coronavirus challenge. I'm going to call it the response challenge because we don't know. We really honestly don't know what this thing is going to do, what this virus is going to do to us. So we're dealing now not with the disease in America, because there are only a couple of thousand people who've had tested positive. We've lost three or four dozen people have died from this. We don't know what this thing is going to do to us. We're actually dealing more with the response to this. And that's in the government's hands right now. And I don't trust them to respond correctly, state, local, federal, whatever. I don't trust them. So that's the uncertainty. I'm not uncertain about the disease. I'm uncertain about the response. What do you think?
Well, I think you're spot on. And I think it's in the hands of the politicians. So here's my recommendation to any small business owner that is listening to this radio broadcast. You got to manage your cash flow, and you got to play a hard game of offense right now. And one of the things, we can't be sloppy about managing our businesses when there's so much risk in the system. And one of the most important things we have to do is we got to manage our accounts receivables, because that's you're sitting on all the cash. Your accounts receivable, if you don't know how much money is owed you, you got to ask your bookkeeper or accountant to pull your accounts receivable aging report. I'm going to go through this in a webinar tomorrow, that's Wednesday, at noon Eastern Daylight Time. And you got to be on this call. It's about an hour long. You'll have plenty of time to ask questions. But I'm going to show you how to read your accounts receivables aging report, how to prioritize going after that money. And you got to start collecting against that money right now.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about, for most small businesses, especially if you're B2B, basically only B2B businesses pretty much have invoices like we're talking about. So if you've got an invoice for a customer, and you probably don't have 1,000 of these, you probably got 200 or 20 maybe 5, maybe 6. When I had my consulting company, I had less than 10, right? What do you think about taking that invoice and going to them face to face and just saying, "Hey, man, I brought my invoice. I wanted to come personally and give it to you rather than mail it to you because I wanted you to know how much I appreciate your business. What can I do to help you?" Hand them the invoice and say, "What can I do to help you?" And then they're going to tell you.
I think that's brilliant.
And then they're going to look you in the eye and say, "I'm glad you're here. I got to tell you, I've got a problem paying this whole bill right now because, as you know, I'm not getting my money all in." And then you have an opportunity to sit down in front of them and say something like, "Well, how much can you do?" Because if you send them the bill and they can't pay, that you won't learn that for 30 days.
That's exactly right, Jim. No. If you can do this, this is ideal. The other thing you have to do is you have to identify the right person of the client to talk to.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's the owner, and you know what? Maybe it's the accounts payable clerk that nobody ever talks to.
If you're a small business owner and you don't know that information already, shame on you.
No, not only this, Jim, but guess what? You know what I used to do? You and I talked about. So you used to give your invoice face-to-face, which is brilliant. You know what I used to do? I used to send a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note to the accounts payable clerk when they paid my invoice.
Oh, yeah.
How many people do you think actually do that?
The accounts payable person, I was her favorite person, or his favorite, whoever it was.
I rest my case.
I visited them. I went and visited them. I would go visit with them in their offices. the payables people.
Okay, these are unsung heroes.
Yes.
And yet they hold the keys to your cash flow kingdom. They do.
They can pay whoever they want to first. They often can pay whoever they want to first. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get them in your corner. Yep.
Yep. It's all about connection. It's all about relationships and folks. And Don, let's all think about our fellow small business owners as our partners in this. We cannot close up completely and wall ourselves off from everybody else. We've got to be partners with our neighbors in the marketplace. Last thoughts.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And the next time we get together, Jim, I want to talk about free software that's out there. Coolbox.co
Thank you.
Is a great free software. Everybody should know about.
Donpatopoulos.com. Check out the website. Thanks, Don. See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.